on the piano, you have certain limitations, the most obvious being that, you know, once you play the note, you're done. So I thought, wouldn't it be really interesting if we could make a piano that you were able to shape all of the notes as a string player or even as a singer might do, but still have it be acoustic?
Andrew McPherson is a man of many talents. Both an electrical engineer and a composer, he works in discovery and invention. What is probably his most creative act began in 2008, when he wrote a piece for an instrument that didn't yet exist. And so, he built the instrument, too.
It was just a thing that I wanted to try so I could write a piece, but it did sort of take on a life of its own. It's been sort of surprising, actually.
What is the instrument? It's called the Magnetic Resonator Piano.
So it's an acoustic grand piano. Inside the piano, there are these electromagnets, and they hang just above each of the notes. The idea is that piano strings are made out of steel, and steel is a material that you can pull on with a magnet.
Andrew calls the device a kit, and it looks like a set of silver miniaturized organ pipes. These are the magnets, and they're secured inside the piano, hovering just over the strings. A nest of yellow wires funnels out of them to a laptop underneath.
When you put an audio signal through these electromagnets, then the string will ring sympathetically. So the string starts vibrating, then that gets transferred to the soundboard, and that's what you hear. So it's effectively magnetically bowing the strings.
So although there is an electric component, the sound produced is completely acoustic. And it's incredible. The kit can produce a whole range of sounds a traditional piano cannot. Organ swells, pitch bends, even overtone series. But one of the most exciting things about this instrument is what will happen to it now that it exists. How will it get out there? How to get people playing it and writing for it?
One of the biggest things for me has been making it not just a vehicle for one or two pieces of my own, but really making it something that other people use.
As of now, there are 4 magnetic resonator pianos in existence.
It's not something that I've tried to make into a commercial product for a whole bunch of reasons, time and cost being the big ones, but it is important, I think, that there be more than one in the world. You know, what I'd really love to have would be a dozen of these in different institutions maybe, or places around the world where somebody could just kind of borrow or rent one.
Which will be important as hopefully more and more people start writing for the instrument.
There's been about 20 pieces now. Most of the pieces were solo pieces or duo pieces, which are easier to program.
That number has jumped significantly thanks to a concert programmed by the contemporary music series People Inside Electronics, or PI as it's abbreviated. PI commissioned 4 new pieces for the instrument.
I kind of didn't know what to expect, I suppose, when I started in on the project, and I think that's been one of the sort of the pleasant surprises. Not just that it keeps getting used, but that it keeps getting used in different ways. I don't feel like we've yet hit a place where everybody's just doing the same thing over and over again.
Those pieces will premiere this Saturday, April 18th in Pasadena. It will be one of the first times the magnetic resonator piano can claim a full-length concert all for itself. And hopefully, it won't be the last. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Elizabeth Nonemaker.